Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Good morning. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. And if any of you watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, there's an episode where this little kid loves to sew. And Larry buys him a sewing machine and a very similar story with our next guest. But instead of Larry David, it was Santa Claus and it was a toy washing machine. Patrick Richardson joins us. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, first of all, can I tell you that is my favorite episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I know. Last time we spoke, I brought that up because it just kind of made me think of you. You got a toy washing machine from Santa Claus. What, you were 3 years old?
I was three. Yeah, I had just turned three. My birthday's in November, so I was barely three.
And you've always kind of been into clothes, but like washing them and stuff. What intrigued you about that?
Well, I mean, it really was like the whole process of clothes. Like when I was a kid, I loved clothes, and it was funny because when I was a preteen, that was when you wore like 8 polo shirts at once. Remember that?
Yes. Remember that? Collar up, right?
Well, yeah, we had. It's only way still to this day, but you know, because so I wanted to wear them, and my mom did laundry once a week. And so I became obsessed with being able to do my own laundry because then I could wear whatever I wanted whenever I wanted.
Yeah, you know, my boys are 23 and 26, and they do their own laundry, but sometimes it's just easier if I do it for them, you know?
Well, fair. And I'm sure my mom thought the same thing.
Right.
But, you know, midweek when I wanted that blue and purple plaid shirt to go with those purple jeans, you know, I could do it. And, you know, I loved laundry. I mean, I was obsessed with washing machines when I was a little kid. It just seems like kind of a natural.
All right.
Just do that.
Do you have to separate your laundry? Because I was teaching my boys. I taught them how to wash. And I said, you really don't have to put the colors in one wash load and whites in the other. You don't have to separate it, do you?
It's your clothes will last the longest and look the best if you do.
I do now, everything
that
wrong.
That being said, no, you don't. That being said, technology has gotten so good that you can buy color catchers, and if you use a color catcher, I'll kind of give you a pass, but I will tell you that it will shorten the life of your clothes a little bit to mix them together.
All right, we go to the phone lines because people love you, Patrick. 312-981-7200. Carrie has called in. Carrie, it's the laundry evangelist, Patrick Richardson. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. So there's a couple of new products I wanted your opinion on. We bought these laundry detergent sheets, and they seem to work okay. But what's your opinion on those?
I would tear them in half. Absolutely. Yeah. I would tear them in half. And if you're using them strictly for the convenience, great. If you're using them because of the environment, I do want you to know that it's been proven they contain microplastics.
What doesn't?
Okay. Didn't know that.
Kind of.
But that's good to know.
Just letting you know, you get to make your own decision, but yeah. I'm just, you know.
Well, that's good to know. They work well, right? I mean,
yeah, they're fine, but I would tear them in half. You only need a half one.
Okay, that's good to know, too. Then the other question is, my wife likes to use these antibacterial rinse things. Lysol makes one.
Yeah, laundry sanitizers.
Sanitizers, yeah, that's the word. Do they work? Because they're
what is this?
Work. They legitimately. So laundry sanitizers, they're kind of new to market. They're kind of like mouthwash. You know, they kill germs. They don't really clean, but they kill germs. They do work, but I will tell you that oxygen bleach works just as well, and it's considerably cheaper.
So like OxyClean or?
Yeah, the big tub, the big powder, but buy the powder, don't buy the liquid. It works just as well. It's kind of the same thing, but it's quite a bit cheaper. But the laundry sanitizers do work. They they sort of came to the market when activewear became such a thing, and activewear is notorious for holding odor, and laundry sanitizers kill that odor off.
All right, so this is like OxyClean, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Carrie, any more questions while we have you?
Nope. No, that's it. Great information. Thanks a lot.
All right. And Patrick, every time we've spoken, the biggest thing is people use too much detergent, right?
Yeah, that's the worst thing. I mean, that's really the biggest mistake everybody makes. If you're using liquid detergent, 2 tablespoons for a full load, if you use more, your clothes aren't cleaner, because if you wash your hands with hand soap and you put on 1 squirt, sing happy birthday, and rinse for 5 seconds, your hands are clean. If you pour the whole bottle on, sing happy birthday, and rinse for 5 seconds, your hands are still covered in soap. That's what's happening to your clothes. And when they're dirty, they tend to hold odor, they hold stains. You know, more detergent does not make cleaner clothes.
So do the caps, is that pretty good sizing then?
Usually too much.
Yeah, it seems too much.
Okay.
In fact, the first time I spoke to you, you said, 2 tablespoons for a whole load, which to me does not seem like enough. So right away, Ryan, I use I hardly use detergent, and my clothes are clean, okay. And they still smell good.
I got a question on gym shoes and hats.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, what do you do? Do you pre-soak those? Because you don't want those banging around.
You wash with oxygen bleach, and you put them in a mesh bag. You can throw them in the washer, but the mesh bag actually protects your washer. It doesn't really protect the shoes. But that's the best way to clean them. But I have a funny trick. The best way to clean your hat is on the top rack of the dishwasher.
Really?
You set it over the tines, and you just run a cycle. You can really do it without running anything. But believe it or not, you can put a little bit of Cascade in there, because Cascade has oxygen bleach and soap in it. It's the best way to clean your hats, because they stay in shape.
Yes. I notice I've washed baseball caps and they come out all mushed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. There you go, Ryan.
Yeah. And in between, you can spray them with vodka and it kills the odor from everything.
Spray them with what? I didn't hear that.
Vodka.
No, that's...
No, spray me with vodka.
No. Good vodka for you. College vodka for your laundry.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hold your thought.
Very antibacterial.
I guess alcohol. If you could pour it on a wound if you had to. All right. Hold your thought. This is Patrick Richardson. He is the laundry guy. You can see him on Discover Plus, HGTV. He's got a bunch of books out. We have so many calls for you, Patrick. So let's get right through it. Can someone lock Patrick in so I don't hang up on him, because that would be bad. All right. Brad is calling you. Ugh, we just lost him. No, we didn't lose you, Brad. We lost Patrick, so we will get him back. You wanted to talk about old machines and new machines, right?
In the washing machine, when you had the old top-loading machine, you'd put the clothes in, and it would fill up with water, and they'd slosh around and what have you, and then it would fill up again with rinse water, and they'd slosh around. Now, we have a front-loading machine that is steam, or that's what it says, and I just wonder, does it really get the clothes cleaner? Because it doesn't seem like it uses any water.
All right, the question was, Patrick, the new machines don't use much water, and I agree with Brad. I have an old Whirlpool that's 28 years old with the agitator in there.
Yep. Believe it or not, the less water, the cleaner the clothes.
What?
Because it's actually the motion of the clothes coming in and out of the water that gets them cleaner. So when there's a lower water level, the more clothes come out and fall back in. With an agitator, it actually turns and then jerks and turns and then jerks. But if you have a lot of water, there's so much water, they have sort of too much ability to float, and they don't come as clean. But that is the reason that we had to go to less detergent. Because, less water, less detergent. That's the reason. But yeah, believe it or not, they do come cleaner. And the thing about the steam actually does give a little boost. It causes the fibers to loosen up a little bit, so it does work.
All right, there you go, Brad. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. We have a question about T-shirts that I might pile on. Kendra, you have a question for Patrick Richardson?
Yes. Hello, Patrick.
Hi.
Sometimes, hello, when I take my laundry out of the dryer, it's clean, there'll be what look like little grease spots on it that weren't on it before. I put it in the wash.
Yes, that is something oily or something clear. So it could have been Sprite or it could have been salad dressing, and it was clear, and you put it in the dryer, and the heat of the dryer actually caramelized it and made it exposed. In my book, I refer to those as phantom stains. It's not really that big of a deal. You can actually rewash them, and they'll come out, use a little oxygen bleach. But the trick here is, usually when people have those, they're using too much detergent, which, I mean, is kind of the theme for the day, right? So I guess less is more in 2026. But it's too much detergent, and so what happened is the detergent didn't rinse out, and it wasn't able to rinse those stains out.
There you go. That's the answer to your question. Less detergent and wash it again, Kendra.
Perfect. Well, and one more question real quick. I use OxyClean already, and I use a little baking soda. Then I use Purcell detergent. But then I'm also using a little bit of the Lysol, whatever, the sanitizer.
You don't need it
Am
if you're
I
already using the
OxyClean. Too much?
Yeah. So, Patrick, if
so
she's using
on your Purcell.
She's using the OxyClean or whatever, so she doesn't need the Lysol one, right?
Right, right. It's just, you know.
There you go.
A good thing.
There you go, Kendra. What about pit stains on T-shirts? White T-shirts or black concert T-shirts? How do I get those out?
Oxygen bleach will lift those out, but soak them for throw a scoop in, the sink and soak them a couple hours. But then once you get the pit stain out, keep them from coming back. If right before you throw them in the washing machine, once you've got the stain out, and then you wore it, right before you throw it in the machine, spray it with vinegar and water in the pits, and the stains won't come back.
Which book is that in? Because that is the greatest tip ever.
Yeah, it's actually in Laundry Love. I think it's actually in both, believe it or not.
Laundry Love, House Love, Patrick Richardson, you are amazing. Andy, our sports guy, has a question.
Yeah. These front-loading washers, we're having such a problem with ours, too. And the fact is, when you're done, you got to wipe off that little the glass thing, and you can't close it all the way, otherwise mold gets in. Have they updated those kind of things?
They have kind of updated them. I'm a fan of front-loading washers. They're the best to get your clothes clean, so you just deal with what you have to deal with. But it's funny, they now, mine has a magnet on it that leaves the door open about 2 inches. The reason it never happened to top-loading washers is because the lids never sealed.
Oh, yeah.
So you could throw the lid down, but there was still air circulating. Front-loading washers have to seal really tight. I will tell you, and gee, I hate to keep, I sound like a broken record. I swear I have more than one tip, but if you use
less detergent,
if you use less detergent, it doesn't get moldy.
Okay.
And I just saw somewhere, I was at Five Below or the dollar store. Yep. There's some kind of weird contraption that you can put to keep your door open a little bit, right?
Yeah, when I had my last one, it didn't have a magnet on it, and I used to throw a towel over the door.
Yeah, that's what
because
we do.
That kept it from closing all the way. But my new one actually has a magnet that holds it, holds the door open 2 inches.
I still have a top loader, and let me tell you, it's really fun trying to get a king-size comforter in there to clean it.
Yeah, that was the big perk to front loaders, is you can put so much more in them.
And so sometimes I feel I should go to a laundromat because of that king-size comforter, but someone texted in and wanted to know, you don't know what's been in that machine before you, so should you clean it out? What do you do if you're at the laundromat?
The best tip is, I'm not a fan of fabric softener, we all know. So in where the fabric softener goes, fill that up with vinegar. Because if anybody had used it before and they had used fabric softener, for example, that vinegar will cut it and your clothes will still rinse clean.
You are amazing. Has anyone ever stumped you?
one time, it was very specific. It was how her husband worked in the jet fuel industry, and she wanted to know how to get jet fuel out of his clothes. And I didn't know how. I didn't know what jet fuel was, so I had to research it. Once I found out, it comes out with sudsy ammonia. But the best part of it was, jet fuel won't ignite till 500 degrees, and I found out that Die Hard is a lie.
Fantastic. Real quick, can I ask you about baseball pants? My son plays baseball. Yeah. My wife tries to get them out. I've seen the power washing for the baseball pants. Do you recommend that?
If you have a space to do it, power washing is the ultimate baseball pant hack. If you don't, get a brush and like a bar of Fels naphtha, and while the pants are still dry, take the brush, wet it, rub it across the bar of soap, and scrub it into the dirt before they ever get wet.
Never can stump him, even now, if you have jet fuel questions.
Right, I've got that one. But, you know, it's going to happen. I won't say you can't stump me because it's going to happen.
Well, you can pick up his books, Laundry Love, House Love, and you can find out everything you need to know about Patrick Richardson at laundryevangelist.com. Great to talk to you, and I wish you a very happy new year. Wondering what color underpants you're going to wear for ringing in the new year.
Well, you know, plaid, always. But I got to tell you, on New Year's Day, it's the one day of the year you're not supposed to do laundry.
Why is that?
It's bad luck. You will wash away your luck. So you don't do laundry on New Year's Day.
All right. I'm not doing it. Excellent.
Yeah, that is.
Happy New Year to you, Patrick.
Happy New Year.
Oh, God. He's awesome. Unstumpable. And it gives me an excuse not to do laundry on New Year's Day. I love it.